despite a lot of noisy news headlines concerning Washington, the Senate has continued to work on comprehensive immigration reform. As they plow through hundreds of amendments, faith leaders from across the spectrum have been urging legislators to consider important moral aspects of the issue. And a voice with particular credibility on immigration issues is that of the Reverend Donna Scopper, the longtime senior minister at Judson Memorial Church in New York City. And I am so happy to be able to welcome her back to State of Belief Radio. Reverend Scopper, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
I know that you personally and the Judson community have long been involved in social justice work around immigration issues. So would you start by talking to our listeners just a little bit about that history in that church?
Well, I think it all began when we met some people who were experiencing what could only be called oppression from our own government. We met a man who has four children and who had served a sentence of 11 years for being involved in a drug-related crime in his 20s. He's now in his 40s, 100% rehabilitated, running a business, and he was on the verge of being deported, and it upset us so very much that we opened a door, and we walked through that door and found out what was really happening to undocumented people. And we realized that we thought immigrants are a blessing, not a burden. And since then, we have educated ourselves and become friends with many people who are immigrants, and we want to welcome them.
Yeah.
We don't want to control them.
You have a program or an initiative in your church called New Sanctuary Movement. Tell us about that.
Well, we began to think about sanctuary again. You know that sanctuary was something that churches did in the 70s and the 80s. And then it was really physical sanctuary, keeping people who were in trouble with their difficult organizations, keeping them in the country and protecting them. Sanctuary for us, in that reason we call it new, is that it's an expansive notion, meaning sometimes moral, always spiritual, sometimes political, and sometimes material protection, the word sanctuary. And everybody gets all wild about how radical it is for a church to take in somebody and not let the feds pick them up. You know, it's all very cops and robbers.
Yeah.
But what we've done is to accompany a total of 79 people with real families who have to check in at ICE, have to wear ankle bracelets. Sometimes we've gotten arrested in the process of doing this, but mostly we've gotten them legal help and offered a safe space or a sanctuary for people who are in danger.
You know, I could only imagine what that does for the credibility of the church in a very needy community. But I imagine that that also, that kind of direct contact with individuals and families has been a great influence on your understanding of the immigration crisis in the country. And I don't mean that as much in terms of raw numbers of undocumented immigrants, but in terms of so many lives being lived in fear and uncertainty. Would that be correct to say?
It's had more of an effect on us as citizens than it's had even on the immigrants who it's helped. It's like every mission trip anybody's ever been on. You come back saying, oh, I was there to help them, but it really helped me. And so I think that we've had a sense of our little bit of welcome having a profound transformation for us. I think of what it means to me to know a woman named Fatimatu who has six children who was the victim of genital mutilation in her home country in Africa. Her husband was deported about 5 years ago she, of course, could have gone back with him, and she said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put my daughters through what happened to me. So her family now, all of them, her girls are in their teens. One's about to go to college by support of several of our churches. Fatimatu and her children live in abject poverty and with a sense of dignity and unity and firmness that is astounding.
Hmm.
And what every time any of our people are with them, we're just different. We're just changed.
Yeah. Reverend Scopper, you last month wrote a moving article for the Huffington Post that was headlined, Comprehensive Immigration Reform is Refusing Blessings. Please talk about this idea of immigrants as a blessing.
Well, I mean, first of all, immigrants are the economic engine. There's tons of studies showing that if we were to send away all 11 million people who are undocumented today, which we're not going to do, because we can't afford to do it, that the gross national product would take a real hit. Secondly, immigrants are a blessing because they make us more colorful and more interesting, and they realize the American dream of our being all mixed up as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And third, I think they bring us to a place beyond our own fear about what it means to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
I cite in particular one statistic. So many people think that immigrants are criminals or they're dangerous or they're just going to bring us down. The facts are that they bring us up culturally and economically. But we just read a study that really profoundly affected me about the crime question. And it shows that of the 360 million people in the United States, citizens right now, 18% of them have criminal records. The population in the undocumented is a smaller percentage, as best we can know. So immigrants aren't even more criminal than the American general population. So when we can live beyond our hate and our prejudices and our fears that somebody's trying to get us and see the facts, we come to a profound sense of what a blessing immigrants are to us and can be even more if we stop harassing them.
You know, it is so frustrating to see parts of the true spirit of comprehensive immigration reform, whether it's same-gender family reunification or other so-called controversial aspects, get pushed to the margins when senators repeatedly say that those issues would stall the bill. why is it that there seems to be this commitment to ensure that we only will focus on fairness for some, the kind of the safe?
If I could answer that question, I would sit down with the Gang of Eight right now and tell them, look, we can be a better country if we can just get over this.
Yeah.
Even leading with the notion of border control, immigration from Mexico has all but stopped because of the recession. And we are still going to go spend a lot of money controlling that border. It's short-sighted. It's the worst part of the American people, the part that's scared of our own power to do good. And it helps the haters. I love what Chris Quinn says. He says, you know, love, love, hate, hate.
Mm.
And unfortunately, we've had to learn to hate, hate in this movement because there's a lot of hate out there against immigrants. And it's unwise, unfounded, and it's certainly not Christian.
Donna, with whom are you working in partnership on the work you're doing in immigration reform? And I want, that's part of the question. The second part of it is, how can State of Belief listeners get involved in your work if they wish?
Well, if you come to judson.org, our website, we can direct you to a number of organizations. We're also very involved with the New York City Immigration Coalition, which is doing bang-up work on taking this kind of mean, short-sighted bill and trying to open it up. For example, on whether GLBTQ families would be covered. Mm-hmm. So the New York Immigration Coalition is a great partner. We have about 60 congregations that are involved with us, Riverside, St. Peter's, Gustavus Adolphus, a coalition of congregations here in New York City. And any one of them can lead you to how to help with the accompaniment program. We're proud to say of our 69 that we've accompanied here that only 7 got deported. That means we've kept 62 families together.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's changed us, and it's made us have a lot of fervor for having a welcoming policy.
Yeah. Well, it's remarkable work. I know what kind of toll it takes on you as a leader and on your church. I know you get tired, and so I have to ask, where do you see the signs of hope that get you up in the morning and going?
Oh, well, I certainly see them in the enormous courage of the immigrants with whom we work. I see them in the people who take care of our elderly, take care of our children, pick our strawberries, pick our lettuce, wash our dishes. For some reason, even people who are undocumented and who are being scorned seem to find a way to be hopeful and to understand that life has great meaning, even though their day-to-day existence is not as great as it could be.
Yeah.
I take great inspiration in people like Fata Matu and her daughters, in Ravi Ragbir, who is the executive director of our organization. Ravi could be deported any minute, and we are fighting to keep him here, and the more we fight to keep him here, the more he leads us to meet other people. He'll be leading a Jericho walk around the Senate building tomorrow on behalf of comprehensive immigration reform. He'll be praying, he'll be singing, and he'll have a big smile on his face. my answer to you from me is that I really believe God meant it when God said we're supposed to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not that impressed with borders. I know that in certain ways they're necessary. I'm not naive. But, boy, they're getting a lot of protection that they don't need, and children and women and families and farmers. Apple pickers aren't getting the protection they need.
The Reverend Donna Scopper is senior pastor at Judson Memorial Church in New York City. She is a longtime social justice activist. She is a leading religious voice for faith and fairness as we rethink our nation's immigration policies. Donna, I not only appreciate your work, but appreciate you and respect you for the kind of leadership that you have given over and over. And even if you hadn't told us that you take seriously what you understand to be the Word of God, we would have known that. So thank you for being with us again today on State of Belief Radio, and please keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thanks to all your listeners for caring.